Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In addition to the Federal Open Market Committee announcement at the end of its meeting Wednesday last week, the Federal Reserve issued a separate news release that day that confirms the Fed is committed to supporting major U.S. and world banks in priority over American households and businesses. As it stated in the news release, quote, "The Federal Open Market Committee on Wednesday announced the establishment of two standing repurchase agreement facilities, a domestic standing repo facility and a repo facility for foreign and international monetary authorities. These facilities will serve as backstops in money markets to support the effective implementation of monetary policy and smooth market functioning," unquote. Under the domestic standing repo facility, the Federal Reserve is willing indefinitely to loan large American banks up to $500 billion in overnight loans at an interest rate initially that is a meager 1/4 of 1% annually. The initial beneficiaries of this practically free money will be just the 24 primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The Fed went on to add that coverage over time will be expanded to include other large banks. Under the foreign standing repo facility, the Fed will loan up to $60 billion against holdings of U.S. Treasury securities held by non-U.S. central banks, again at an initial interest rate of only 1/4 of 1%. Such arrangements encourage banks to hold U.S. Treasury debt instead of making loans to American households and businesses. You might ask, why would any banks want to borrow this overnight money but not put it to use supporting America's economy? The answer is the risk-free return of owning Treasury debt. Right now, Treasury securities with a maturity of 3 years or longer are yielding more than what the Fed will be charging the banks for interest costs. With a guaranteed risk-free profit, you can be sure that these two programs will be very popular with banks. But that also means they won't do anything to create jobs or promote a stable purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. Shouldn't the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve put the interests of the American economy and the people first? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.